A retreat master was addressing a group of fathers. He proposed Saint Joseph as a perfect model for them, as the head of their families. At that, one retreatant said, "Joseph's situation was totally different from mine. He was a saint, his wife was sinless, and his child was the Son of God. I'm no saint, my wife is not sinless, and my child isn't the Son of God." Without batting an eyelid, the quick-witted retreat master responded, "Was your wife pregnant before marriage and you didn't know by whom? Did your son leave home for 3 days and you didn't know where he was? Were you ever awakened in the middle of the night and urged to flee from the imminent threat of your innocent child's assassinations? He is not different from us or from other fathers in the world, as he protected, cared, and loved his family and willing to do the best that he can for the good of Jesus and Mary, even forgetting himself." As today we commemorate and celebrate the solemnity of Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary, the principal patron of Canada and patron of the Universal Church, our gospel speaks about Saint Joseph planning to dismiss Mary quietly after he found out she was with the child. And the gospel describes him as a just and righteous man. To call just man in the Old and New Testament means he is a man who tries to live according to God's will and plan. By entrusting God the Son to him, he acted a vital role in the plan of salvation. Amidst difficulties and challenges, as a man of faith, generous and just, he stood the tests and served God wholeheartedly and lovingly. To commemorate the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of Joseph as a patron of the Universal Church, Pope Francis, in his apostolic letter, Patris Corde, or With a Father's Heart, dedicated December 8, 2020 to December 8, 2021 as the year of Saint Joseph. According to Pope Francis, Saint Joseph is a beloved father, a tender and loving father, an obedient father, an accepting father, a father who is creatively courageous, a working father, a father in the shadows. Saint Joseph, he further said, concretely expressed his fatherhood by making an offering of himself in love, a love placed at the service of the Messiah, who was growing in maturity in his home. At the same time, Saint Joseph is an accepting father because he accepted Mary unconditionally. An important gesture even today in our world where psychological, verbal, and physical violence towards women is so evident. But the bridegroom of Mary is also the one who, trusting in the Lord, accepts in his life even the events that he does not understand, setting aside his own ideas and reconciling himself with his own history. Joseph's spiritual path is not one that explains but accepts, which does not mean that he is resigned. Instead, he is courageously and firmly proactive because with Holy Spirit's gifts of fortitude and full of hope, he is able to accept life as it is, with all its contradictions, frustrations, and disappointments. The carpenter of Nazareth was able to turn a problem into a possibility by trusting in divine providence. He had to deal with the concrete problem his family faced. A carpenter who earned an honest living to provide for his family. Saint Joseph also teaches us the value, the dignity, and the joy of what it means to eat bread that is the fruit of one's own labor. He knew how to love with extraordinary freedom. He never made himself the center of things. He did not think of himself, but focus instead on the lives of Mary and Jesus. He is a father in the shadows. My dear brothers and sisters, like Saint Joseph, we too can fulfill our mission amidst difficulties and hardships. Just believe. Be open to the will of God. Trust and surrender all our lives to Him. Saint Joseph is not an extraordinary person, a superman, but by his faith, he became a father that is best for Jesus and a loving and faithful husband to Mary. So he is teaching us how to be a disciple and follower of God's plan by committing and listening to the Word every day. My dear brothers and sisters, may we draw inspiration to Jesus, especially to all fathers who are experiencing difficulties and hardships in family life. Let us learn from Jesus, from Joseph, a loving father to Jesus, a loving husband to Mary. Let us love our children. Love your wife. Love your husband. And may we look on Joseph and be strengthened despite trials and challenges. May Saint Joseph be our model of faith as we dedicate our lives to Jesus all throughout our lives. And we say, Saint Joseph, pray for us.